We don't hear a lot about it, but dads go through postpartum depression as well as mothers. In fact, the Journal of the American Medical Association says that postpartum depression affects 1 in 10 fathers, not just new dads, all fathers. And it's not easy to treat men who have this condition because many of them don't want to come forward and talk about it. Dr. James Paulson of the Eastern Virginia Medical School joins us. He's an associate professor and clinical psychologist. He's also the author of the study that's causing us to talk about this right now that's in the journal. And Joel Schwartzberg is here with us. He's an author and humorist. He wrote the book, The 40-Year-Old Version, Humoirs of a Divorced Dad. Joel suffered from postpartum depression after the birth of his son. Dr. Paulson, let me ask you first. How do we know that a man has postpartum depression as opposed to just the baby blues? Maybe he's just tired or exhausted and not getting enough sleep.
Sure. Well, you know, when we're talking about being tired or not getting enough sleep or being overwhelmed, we're talking about most new parents. Start using the term...
I'm a new parent, so I'm actually listening to every word that you're saying there, James.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's true. This, you know, the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted is common to most new parents, particularly parents who are engaged and involved in taking care of the baby. With depression, we're talking about something that's more persistent and more problematic and has symptoms like feeling helpless or hopeless or feeling unable to take pleasure in everything that's going on with the new child and not just feeling overwhelmed. So we're really looking for a broader spectrum of more severe and more persistent symptoms that tend to occur day after day rather than for a little while or for a few days and then go away.
So, James, I have a 5-month-old. I also do a radio show. I'm exhausted all the time. The exhaustion isn't the critical symptom, but if my baby smiles at me and I don't respond to that, that's more of something to look at.
I would be more concerned about that, and I would be more concerned if you feel this theme develops where you feel like you just can't take joy in new parenthood. From time to time, that may be an issue, but if it starts becoming a chronic problem week after week, I would be very concerned about that.
Okay, Joel Schwartzberg, let's turn this over to you because you went through this. I want to read something from one of your writings. You described after your son was born, you said, "One day I sat on the hardwood floor next to my son, both of us exhausted. My son started crying, then I did too. Actually, we bawled. I don't know why he was crying, but I was mourning the loss of my life as I knew it." At what point did you go from thinking of this just as you mourning what happened to your life pre-baby to actually thinking that this was depression?
Well, the interesting thing is that I never knew or even called it depression at the time. I mean, I was going through chronic sadness. I really felt like my life had fallen out from under me, and I couldn't find joy in what was going on, no matter how hard I tried. But what I felt at the time was that it was just me. I was the only person in the world who had this flawed fatherhood gene, and that made me even more depressed and guilty. I would look around me and see joyous fathers, whether they be my neighbors or celebrities on The Tonight Show, and it just made me feel like, what's wrong with me? And it wasn't until later that I actually, much later, that I actually learned that there's this kind of depression and what I was going through, this abject, you know, sadness, it matched all the symptoms that they were talking about.
Did
and
your
I wish
wife,
I'd known about it at the
Did
time.
Your wife have depression?
She did not, actually. She soldiered on, and I tried to soldier on. And we were each kind of doing our own thing separately. You know, there's only so much time you have and energy to take care of someone else. And so I was sort of on my own to deal with it internally.
Well, tell me, Dr. Paulson, you know, I read that one of the good predictors for postpartum depression in the father is depression in the mother. Are we talking about two different causes here? I know it's often hormonal for women. Is it hormonal or not for men?
Well, there is some evidence that men's hormones change when mom is pregnant and when there's an infant in the house, but there's really not enough evidence to suggest that those hormone changes are causally linked to depression. I think the much bigger culprit for men's and women's depression during pregnancy and postpartum are all the changes in life that we experience. So just a fundamental change in what your role is as a human being. You suddenly take on the responsibility to care for another person, and that's your primary job.
I'm getting a little worried about all the kids here, though. I mean, they're fine, right, Joel? I mean, you've got a good relationship with your child, right?
I have a fantastic relationship with my child. What happened ultimately is that they grew up and they started to exhibit unique personalities. You know, one of the problems was that I saw them as this complete blob of need that was just stealing from me. And all babies, infants, when they come out of the hospital, they're like that. And it's only later that they began to really exhibit, you know, what makes them truly special. And then in so doing, it makes me understand that they're this part of me that needs me, that's unique to the world. And it was only at that point that they began to humanize in front of me, and that's what brought me out of it, and that's when the responsibility began to feel more natural.
Well, there's two things, Joel, that prevent this condition from being both diagnosed and treated. And the first one is that, number one, we before this have not really recognized postpartum depression in men, but the other is that very few men have an easy time of it admitting that they're going through depression and then going to seek treatment.
Right.
Did that come up for you?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I felt like there was something wrong with me, and I felt a lot of guilt about it. So I wasn't talking to the other fathers who seemed to be doing fine. In fact, when I wrote the piece, and this was several years later, there was this incredible backlash against me. A lot of fathers would say to me, "Who are you? You're being selfish. You needed to man up. You're putting your own interests ahead of your children's." And I expected it to some degree because we're in a society, I believe, where men are discouraged from talking about our vulnerabilities and our challenges, and we're told to man up.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Paulson, this must be an issue for you. Not only is there a stigma attached for a man going to seek treatment, but also there's a lot of attention that's focused on the child and the mother, not the
dad.
I think
that's a big problem. And I think if we look beyond dad for a second, this is something that we know is not just a problem for the individual. This is a problem for entire families. So when fathers are depressed, just like with moms, marriages tend to suffer, and we know that children tend to suffer as well. So this is something we need to take care of right away for all sorts of different reasons, not just focused on the dad.
You know, James, there are guys who are more into the, like, infant, the sort of blob of need baby, and then there are guys like Joel who are more into the little personality developing. Do you find that in your practice, that men sort of bond either to the infant or to the personality and maybe not both?
I think that does happen. I think there's just a wide range in what fathers tune into, and you know, what we want to see is that fathers tune into all those different stages and become aware of and sensitive to how kids' needs change, because they certainly change a lot and they change rapidly.
Okay, so Joel Swartzberg, what do you suggest for somebody who's out there and maybe going through this? What do you think they should do?
Well, I think they should get help. You know, I didn't get help at all. I didn't realize this was out there. A simple search on the internet now will find you either, you know, my writing, either in my book or in Newsweek or elsewhere, so you'll know that you're not the only person going through this, but also some therapists who can help you with it. And like all parents, I think these parents need to realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you look at your children, you think they'll never grow up, they'll stay that age forever, but they do, and you'll get past it. And I think these fathers need to understand that.
Okay, that is Joel Swartzberg, author of The 40-Year-Old Version, Humoirs of a Divorced Dad, Former Postpartum Suffering Father. Also to Dr. James Paulson. He's associate professor and clinical psychologist from Eastern Virginia Medical School. And he wrote this new study that's in the Journal of the American Medical Association saying that postpartum depression affects 1 in 10 dads. We'd love to hear from some dads who may have gone through this. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment to thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.